Earth's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
You guys ran away with it. This is an amazing year for the Easter keg. The speed and safety in which you conquered all the kegs is amazing. We've got a couple of them still hanging around out there. I don't think they've been claimed. Action Ride Shop in Toledo have been posting the coordinates of the two that are on bike trails or walking trails out there. I think they're mostly East Valley, way out east. Where'd my little... That's about it.
South Mountain one hasn't been called in yet, but you guys said you knew where that trail was and people go by that all.
The South Mountain one. Yeah, well, I would assume it's the Mormon Trail because of the clue. But that's on there, and the coordinates are up. And then the Granite Mountain Browns Ranch Trailhead, that's so easy. Browns Ranch Trailhead's like Alma School, and it's way up there north, though. It's at Browns Ranch. So that's on the trailhead. You can't miss that if you're out there. That's a beautiful track, by the way, if you ever want to take a walk. Ooh, gorgeous. 87 is in the Sticks by Needle Rock and Rio Verde. That is, wow. Yeah, that's behind the McDowell Mountains. So that's off the 87. No, they don't. I think you got to take the 87 to get to that.
Probably, because they put one on the Bush Highway.
Yeah, I'm venture to guess you got to get back out behind that. Needle Rock and Rio Verde is. That's for you folks in Rio Verde. That's out there.
Looks like everyone else is going to be stuck heading to Ride Now in the Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, you can do that, and that's it's a good way to get qualified. And plus, by the way, if you found a keg, you can go there and do this anyway. You can get one. So if you have a keg, go rub it in the faces of people who've been hunting and striking out. And this is just like a real hunt. People kill an elk. Some people don't. Okay. Hey, look, control yourselves. You're gonna get punched in the mouth. Chandler Harley, Arrowhead Harley, Ride Now Power Sports, and Goodyear Peoria and Chandler. All of them are retailer locations that are giving away one keg today at 12. You just go there, click on the KUPD app, boom. It tells you want to get in on this keg thing. Hit yes. It's got your information all loaded up because it's your phone, and you're on the app already. And then they'll do a drawing, give you a call, see if you want it. We'll see you tonight at Mavericks. Easy enough. $5,000 on the line.
And Action Ride Shop is actually on Instagram. They're posting stuff on there, too. For
okay.
Kegs, so
okay.
On Twitter, but on Instagram.
All right. We're all over it. We're covering it. Vader just texted in. He goes, the hunt continues. Thank you so much, man. Did we need this? I needed this. And even though I didn't find a keg, I had a blast as always. You guys are the real MVPs. Have fun tonight at the party. They called me in to lose tonight because they're a man down, so I can't even come out to the party. I got to deliver pie. Vader, you're the real hero delivering that delicious Lou Malnati's to people on a Friday night. Wouldn't hurt to fire a couple of those pizzas over Brady's way, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'll find something to do with them.
I bet you get a bottle of sauce with that.
Oh, looky there, huh? Two free pizzas from Lou Malnati. Here's a bottle of sauce. Let's go in the garage and get rid of some of this stuff.
And hopefully people found their T-shirt and bottle of sauce.
Yeah, I hope.
Because nothing better than finding food laying around out in the desert.
Open bottles,
yeah, open
too.
Bottles, half drunk. Brady included some gifts to let you know you found one of Brady's kegs. Yeah, just stuff he's got to get rid of soon. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com. Heading out there again today. It's the home of Tactical Black, and we're doing some one-arm self-defense because I am a one-arm man at this very point. Susan Stone. Sharon Stone did not call. Susan Stone called. She used to work at KSLX. Not a front butt. But she worked there on weekends and stuff, and she said she asked John Gordon, the rumor is John has Holmberg has bone cancer. Is this true? So evidently that's good. Not yes. I just want to circulate that through all the people who have known me in the past. Yeah, she was talking about that. No, I don't have bone
cancer. No, he just lost an arm.
I have no use of my left arm thanks to a surgery. But that doesn't mean that the world says, oh, he's injured, time out. World doesn't go, time out. Now I'm a victim. So I'm walking around like an easy prey, and that's what I don't want to be. So we went out there and we created some one-armed fighting, which is awesome. I'm all belted up. They belt up my bad arm safely. We make it so I can't move it or hurt it. And then I defend myself from stuff with just one arm. And I'll tell you this, I fail a lot. And then you learn the ways. And it is such a great system. Adrenaline rush that goes nuts. That's just to tell you guys that these guys out there at React Defense can come up with anything for any scenario. Self-defense doesn't have timeouts. It doesn't have a moment where society goes, oh, don't pick on that guy. In fact, you're the wounded gazelle. You're probably more likely to get picked on. So if you get, you know, walking around with a bad knee or a limp or whatever, you're easy prey. Don't be easy prey. That's the first thing they teach out there. And it's not that hard to teach you. It's a mental thing. You turn that around and you're halfway home. It's great stuff. You're going to get in great shape doing it. And why are you walking around feeling that way anyway? Why not fix that? It's good to be prepared. It's not paranoid, and they can help you through it all. ReactDefense.com. Tried and true. Best in the business in an ever-evolving system that will keep you safe from weirdos and pear-shaped situations. They got it in Phoenix. They got it in Glendale. They got it in Chandler. They got you surrounded. What are you going to do? ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Margot Robbie says she's a huge fan of the extended director's cuts of movies that she's been in. She goes, I would love to watch a five-hour
movie of herself.
Yeah.
So would I.
So she finds herself as attractive as we do.
So she was asked if there was a five-hour version of the Suicide Squad.
Oh,
she says,
God.
I'm not sure that exists.
Nah, but, no, I hope it never does.
But she did hear that there's a 20-hour cut of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Wow.
There's so much more you didn't get to see that we shot. That was amazing, and for a million reasons, obviously, it didn't make the cut. They asked Quentin Tarantino about that, and he's like, that's not confirmed, but you never know.
Wow. Now, I have to reset that because I thought maybe 5 hours of Margot Robbie would work, but I didn't make it through 2 hours of Suicide Squad because the movie was so bad I got tired of looking at her.
I know. I was thinking of Wolf of Wall Street
I could watch for 5 hours on pause. There's a scene in that I could actually watch on a loop for 5 hours in slow motion.
Where she's laying down.
Well, she walks into the room, and then she does the thing with her foot. Oh, Brady, did you divert your eyes from that? There was a love button on the picture, and that one I was surprised to see the whole shebang hanging out.
No, what I did not. I saw it all.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Oh, there was inner and outer and the magic man in the canoe. Oh, it was phenomenal. We saw everything. What a movie, I think, surrounds that scene.
Wheel of Fortune fans were angry this week. On Wednesday, a guy named David Peterson solved a puzzle that he knew all the words, but added an extra one.
Oh.
The category was Catch of the Day, and it was one of the crossword-style puzzles, which is usually just a list of words. And the answer he gave was sole, flounder, cod, catfish. But he got it wrong because he said sole, flounder, cod, and catfish.
Yeah, well, they tell you no extra added words.
Yep. Pat did.
They tell you every time. Now say exactly what you see. Don't add anything. Pat says it every time. I am a Wheel of Fortune watcher. I know the show up and down. And if they said and, you're out. Oh, man. It's been over for Toledo's putting all the scenes of Wolf of Wall Street and stills up there. That's not human, that.
You know what's really cool about that scene, too?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
We have that. We have that horse rocker.
Do you?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Why?
Because of that scene.
Like, oh, is that why? That's what you bought from that to remind you of.
Ronnie, sit down next.
So you're telling me every
sit
time
down next to this horse.
Kirby got on the rocker. You thought of Margot Robbie's vagina. I'm gonna have you jailed, son.
That's it.
That should be a poster. This picture you have on the screen here of Margot Robbie's legs wide open, covering up her honey hole, should be a poster in every teen boy's room, just to make dads happy.
I'll print one out for Alex today.
Yeah, because that needs to be in Alex's room right now. And take it over to the Hall of Fame. He's got a Chance the Rapper poster? He isn't a BBC. What? Why? Just get him a Kit Kat. It's the same. Like you.
Could you ask what's going on with Quavo and Saweetie?
Yeah, we don't know that, but it's a big deal. Yeah, there's read TMZ's page. Quavo and Saweetie are having trouble. I don't know who either of them are, but they're on there every day. And then Quavo threw Saweetie into the he threw Saweetie into the back of an elevator, and they're like, "That's not our problem."
I saw that.
Yeah, so did Brady. He didn't hurt her, but he tugged her and threw her down on the ground. She stayed on the ground the whole elevator ride. The doors open, and there's some guy on the other side, and Quavo is there, and Saweetie's on the ground, and the guy's like, I ain't getting in the elevator with this, and the door's shut again, and then it gets to their floor, and Quavo leaves, and Saweetie
nice
starts standing up.
Too.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think it was Amelia Earhart luggage. It's nice, really nice.
Might have been just before.
Now stop showing Margot Robbie. Oh my Lord, show that. Good God, I don't care anymore about the keg hunt. The keg hunt's over.
You said you've heard this, the heavy metal band fronted by Cats just dropped its first single.
Yeah.
Katerra. Chris Katerra is the name of the band.
Katerra. Which one are you looking at there?
Katerra.
Brady, stop. Yeah, that's – get that hobby horse out of there so Brady doesn't think of his family. Idiot.
We got that hobby
– you're the only one who saw the hobby horse.
We've got that hobby horse.
I didn't even know there was one in the film.
You're diverting your eyes from the most amazing thing ever.
That's a woman's sewer.
Roots and stews are down
nothing
there.
Nothing but a woman's sewer. Keep your face away from it. Would you lick the bottom of a toilet, pig?
The most popular
Margot
streaming.
Margot Robbie poops like the rest of us, and she might be a front to back or back to fronter. Either way, I ain't finding out.
She's got a bidet.
Oh, man. All of those pictures are great. Now, please, be professional. Finish your job, Brady.
What's in the background there?
You know what? We have
Kirby has that
we
mobile.
Have those same doorknobs.
Hey, that's the stuff we got on our doors. Nice knockers.
The most popular streaming artist during the pandemic? What would your guess be?
Chance the Rapper.
Right.
Yeah. Ariana Grande. Think Ariana? Well, it's Dua Lipa now. I think Dua Lipa is at my house.
That would be Cardi B.
Ooh, good one. That could be.
Cardi B.
The Beatles?
Is not
probably
even
older.
In the top 20.
The yeah. Beatles.
DaBaby.
I'm going with the Beatles.
You got your top five, number five, Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Oh, okay. What?
Is it the
didn't you say rappers?
Tedeschi Truck Band?
Too.
Oh, did you say rappers?
No. Number one,
Tedeschi.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Snow Patrol, number four.
Really?
Still listening to them.
No kidding.
Billie Eilish, number three.
Understood.
Metallica, number two.
Nice.
Number one, Pearl Jam.
Throughout the pandemic, all of last year up to
most
now.
Most popular streaming artist during the pandemic.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Does it say why? I guess Snow Patrol's on there. Pearl Jam's good, but we all had it.
Yeah.
You're not exploring any new territory there.
Snow Patrol, I mean,
you know, Brett, that just goes to show you that Pearl Jam's reach is still unbelievable, and we're saving rainforests and whatever charity, and Greta Thunberg is now our new guitar player, and I used to be fun on stage, but now I'm 45 minutes of telling you how you've ruined the planet, and then we sing Jeremy, and then I do 45 more minutes on how your SUVs are destroying the planet, and then we do Last Kiss, and everybody gets a beer.
What do you think of that, Eddie?
Oh, my God. I seem to recognize your vagina. Margot Robbie downloads me. Wow. Yeah, she's cleared the rainforest, hasn't she? There's some clear cutting going on. That is big shaved, as I've heard. Man.
Save the clam.
Got to save that clam. You know, the clams are dying in the oceans, and it's my job to give it mouth to mouth.
Good
I
Lord.
I can help you with that, Eddie.
You want to? No, you can't. It's not enough room. When it comes to, what is this?
No.
Brady makes it seem like it's a no hands. It's a no hands all blueberry pie eating contest. You just bury your face in it like the kids from, what was that movie where they ate pies with just their face and threw up all over each other? Stand by me.
Oh, yeah.
That's how Brady does it. 3, 2, 1. Nom, 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 nom. Hey, that's a good song. 3, 2, 1. Nom, nom, nom.
Five Finger Death Punch was number 14.
That's just a strange list that I don't think I understand at all.
The Boss was number 7, Bruce Springsteen.
These are downloaded. The most downloaded during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Streaming. Okay.
Yeah.
Not downloaded, but streaming. Okay.
Yeah.
Still don't really follow why. You'd think it would be more poppy.
Yeah, it's. And finally, Aerosmith is teaming up with Harley Davidson for a clothing line.
All right.
A lot of pink.
Yeah, a bit late.
Yeah.
Never late for Harley. No. Any kind of.
But now Aerosmith looks like all the leather straps that ride on the back of Harleys. They don't look like the actual riders. They look like the women attached to the riders.
Steven Tyler doesn't.
He's a mama now. If you saw Steven Tyler and a mama, you know, around the waist of a guy riding a Harley, you wouldn't know one from the other.
See, that's a mama.
He's somebody's grandmother. I'm convinced of it. Somebody goes over to Steven Tyler's and he goes, here's some moon pies and nickels.
I'm going over there.
Yeah, free moon pie. Which one of you bastards has one at your house? Probably Larry. Somebody just texted. And why? Why do you think we kept one?
He's
the type that would hold out. I'm going to burn Larry's house down. Kegs don't burn. All right. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody's mad at you for, which one of you bastards has a keg at your house?
Larry saves everything at his house.
You know what the problem with Larry is? He took the job.
This guy somehow knows me and knows that I'm a hoarder.
Well, he probably saved it because he saves everything.
I ain't never going to find it in Larry's house of trash.
He took the job. He took my job.
That's true. Brett had one at the old station. Was it weird driving back there and dropping that off?
Oh, yeah.
The old one?
That place, you thought that place looked like a demilitarized zone when we were there?
Yeah. Oh. It's bad.
It's gotten much the building's gotten worse.
Guadalupe.
Now there's the big WRT you can see from the
from freeway.
Now the side of the building's starting to get tagged.
Gate code still works.
Nobody's in there, right? So they're tagging it.
The lights were on upstairs.
Oh, no.
Somebody was there. But what I was loved is he pulled up and... Oh, and then there was a couple listeners already sitting on the side, like on Harmon.
No one.
So I had to drive around and park over by where our old storage unit was.
Yeah.
And kind of sneak over and put it in the bush.
Nice. Crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't sneak around Guadalupe. I'd have just come up with a new
strapped idea.
Oh,
I was trapped.
Oh, that's right. I forgot Brett's willing to kill.
Yes.
That's right. And there goes your entertainment drill. Guadalupe Square is coming up in just a little bit. You want to play? We need a girl, we need a boy, and we need them for the squares, not to find out where the kegs are. Those are pretty much all gone. You tell us you're a girl, we'll believe you. And a guy, we need you both. 585-9800 is the phone number. Guadalupe Square is coming up.
What? 98. No way. 98.